亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，早上平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. How are you?
何等恩有慈人救主。
What a friend we
have. 我罪愆当我忧。
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear.
何等权力能将万事来到耶稣座前求。
What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
多么的真实啊！谢谢你 ，Gerardo 和 Amalia 给我们唱这个特殊的音乐。
How true that is. Thank you, Gerardo and family, for singing to us that exquisite music.
今天早上我们是要在一起来学习查考神的话语，理解面对魔鬼撒旦的攻击，我们应当坦然无忧。
Today, we're going to come together to learn more about God's word and what he says about what to do when Satan attacks us.
那么请大家一起翻开这个圣经的希伯来书十一章三十节到四十节。
Let's turn to the Bible and go to the book of Hebrews. We're going to read from chapter 11, verse 30 to 40.
在你们寻找这个经节的时候，让我跟你讲一个这样一个故事。这是一个 email 我收到的。
While all of you are looking for the book, let me just share with you an email that I got.
有一个人就是，他就说，跟一个杂志的编辑说。你看我这个每天主日都到这里来学这个牧师讲的道，已经听了无数次了，三千次了，可是我哪个都没有记住。
The churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of a newspaper and complained that it made no sense for him to go to church anymore because he has been to church for over 30 times and has listened to over 3,000 sermons, but yet he doesn't remember any one of the sermons that he has listened to.
他说我一个都记不得，这是浪费我的时间，也好像是浪费这个讲道人的时间。
Well, he feels that like I'm wasting my time and I'm also wasting the pastor's time.
这就引起了很多的争论啊，人人就来提到底这个正道有没有意义。
So this led to a lot of discussions to the people thinking whether or not there was any meaning behind the purpose of a sermon.
后来有一个人就也给同样这个编辑写了一封信，他说我有这一个太太。这个太太她这一辈子都替我做饭做菜，总共已经做了32,000道，可是我哪一顿饭菜的菜谱我都记不得。
And this also led to another person writing a letter to the editor saying that, you know, my wife has cooked so many meals for me that I don't remember all the meals that I've had in my life.
我要是可是如果没有她给我做的这些饭菜的话，我可能现在早就没有命了，更不要说有这么良好的食谱使得我有这么强壮的身体。
So he said, if it's not for her that cooked such nutritious food for me, I wouldn't be here today physically and I'll be dead.
所以说属灵的食物是非常重要的，每个星期都要吃。
So therefore, bringing terms to the church is like spiritual growth in the church and the spiritual word is equally important.
OK, 现在这时间大家已经找到这个经节了吧，那些找到经节的跟我一起站立来读中文，以跟我一起站立读中文，然后再跟一人一起念英文。
All those that found the verses, please stand and read with the pastor in Chinese and along with me later in English.
希伯来书的十一章三十节到四十节这样说：以色列人因着信，围绕耶利哥城七日，城墙就倒塌了。据你拉他因着信，曾和平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同的灭亡。我又何必再说呢？若要一一的细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒摩尔和众先知的事情，时候就不够了。他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的势力，锋刃转弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有妇人得了自己的使人复活，又有人忍耐言行不肯苟得释放，为要得着更美的复活。又有人忍受戏弄鞭打捆锁监禁各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑，受贫乏患难受苦，在旷野山林山洞地邪漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人，这些人都因着信得了美好的证据，却仍未得则所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事情， 叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Let us read. By faith, the wall of Jericho fell, after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and jeered to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, and they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves, and in holes in the ground. These were all condemned for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
让我们一起到主的面前。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣基督，今天我们来到你的面前，祈求神你自己开我们的灵眼。
Our Father in heaven, we come before you today, and we pray that would you open up our eyes and open up our ears.
祈求你今天借着你自己的话语，让我们学习掌握到神你要教导我们的信心。
So that we may learn what you have in store for us through today's sermon.
求神你恩膏你自己的仆人，也恩膏这个翻译译灵以及我们在座的每一个，使得我们都能够细心的体贴神你自己的话语和你的心意。
And Lord, may you anoint the mouth of the pastor and anoint the mouth of the interpreter so that we may be able to give your message through your words to the people so that they may learn more about you.
愿神你自己的话语得到彰显，让我们能够把所有的荣耀都归给你。
And Lord, may your words be glorified so that we may use them in order to glorify you back.
奉耶稣基督得胜的圣名祈求， Amen.
All this in Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
请大家就坐。
继续写。
刚才我们所读的这个章节，从三十节到四十节，如果我们给它归纳起来的话，有这样三点是要今天跟你介绍的。
After reading the chapter verses in Hebrew, and if you were going to summarize them, there's three points.
我要讲一个是因信得福的确据，一点是因信得胜的兴奋，还有一点是因信忍耐的美德。
And these three points are going to be as so. Number one, assuring blessings by faith. Number two, exciting victories through faith. And number three, enduring virtues of faith.
所以第一点，我们从三十节和三十一节讲到说，如果没有信心，这耶利哥的城怎么能够倒塌？
And from what we've read in the passage, we know that if it's not for the faith, how could the wall of Jericho have fallen down?
拉哈一家又何以能够得救?
And how could the lives of Rahab and her whole entire family be spared?
更不要讲说像当时约书亚和加勒他们这对神的信心进入这个应许之地的探索。
And we don't even have to mention about... Caleb and Joshua when they went into into the promised land.
如果不是像他们那样的信心，另外这些人跟约书亚和加勒同代的人，他们因为对神没有信心，就反而在这个荒野流浪了四十年。
And because the people that traveled along together with Caleb and Joshua did not have the same faith as what they did, they perished in the desert.
所以只有借着信心，我们还能够得到神所给我们应许的恩福。
And it's only through faith that we can gain what God has promised us.
但同时第二点就是说，我们因信得胜的幸福兴奋。
And the second point about exciting victories through faith.
如果我们看看这三十三节到三十五节，他说正是因着信制服了敌国，他才讲着许多的人。基甸、参孙、巴拉、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳、众先知。
And in the verses, it just says that the lives of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, and many other people in the Bible.
因为他们是借着这个信心，他行了公义，他得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，战胜显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
And it says in the Bible that these are the people who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions, and quenched the fury of flames, and escaped the edge of sword, and whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies.
可是我们作为信主的人，虽然对他有这样的信心，我们也不是意味着天真乐观的想说神就是给我们福分，神就给我们福气，神就总是给我们得胜的这种保证。
Yet when we talk about having faith in God, it doesn't mean that if we follow His word and obey whatever He says, that we will get what we want in return.
这就是为什么三十五节到四十节还讲到因着这信还有忍耐的美德。
And therefore, that's what it also says in the passage that even by faith.And through the trials and tribulations, you eventually get the endurance virtues of faith.
因为在这里头讲到第三十五节到三十六节，描述了许许多多的，仍然是也有这样信心的人，仍然是很爱主的人，可是他们所经历的，却是我们人世间所认为的痛苦、彷徨、被遮打、被谩骂。
And all these people in the Bible, although they loved God so much, but yet they met with so many trials and tribulations in their lives. They were stoned, you know, they were persecuted, and they were just outcast from the people.
像这两类的人，就是说第一类、第二类的人，同样对神有这样的信心，使得他们得到福分，并且战胜这个得以在神的名里头得胜。这样同样的信心也是跟这第二类的人他们在面临这个苦难的时候所得到的信心是一样的。
And this same faith enables some people to escape troubles and it also enables others to endure it. And this same faith that delivers some from death also enables other people to die victoriously. Therefore faith is not a bridge over troubled waters but is a pathway through them.
所以呢，我们借着今天这一个章节所讲的这三点，我们接下来再要详细的来阐述这三点。
Now, besides explaining to you the three main points from today's sermon, we're going to go in depth into each and every one of them, explain it to you.
再说一遍，第一是因信得福的确据，第二点是因信得胜的兴奋，第三是因信能够忍耐的美德。
And let me repeat those three points again. Right, the first point is assuring blessings of faith.The first one is assuring blessings by faith. The second one, exciting victories through faith. And the third one is enduring virtues of faith.
那么第一点就是说，我们为什么因着这个信心，我们就一定能够得到神给我们的祝福呢？
The first one says assuring blessings of faith. So why is it that each time that when Satan attacks Christians, it is an opportunity for us to experience God?
因为我们是神，当我们一天把这个信心放在耶稣身上的时候，我们就成了神的儿女。
Because every time we put our faith in God, we become His children.
我们得到的他给我们的应许是神国给我们的应许。
And His promise for us is the promised land.
这就为什么我们刚才唱那首歌的时候讲到说这个神是像羔羊一样，因为借着这个羔羊他的血，我们能够去得到神给我们的义。
And that's why when early on when we sang the hymn, we term him as the Lamb of God. Why? Because it's His blood that's so precious, and it's by His blood that we're able to enter the kingdom of God.
若非借着他的义，我们在他面前是一个罪人，我们是不能够称义的。
Because technically, in front of Him, we are all sinners, and we are not worthy of Him.
可是当我们接受他了以后，我们是借着耶稣基督给我们的义，我们能够在神的面前称义。
But it's because through the blood of Christ, the blood that Jesus has shed for us, that we are worthy to be able to come before Him and enter His gates and be in His presence.
正因为这样子，我们才可以借着耶稣基督的名，总是到神的面前来祷告和祈求。
And therefore, that's why we are able to come before Him and pray in Jesus' name to ask Him for favors and to ask Him for things.
可是当我们向神祈求祷告某些事情的时候，我们去寻找这些祷告的答案，我们究竟是真心的祈求神的心意呢？还是我们是 是寻求我们事先已经计划的这种帐篷。
But many times when we come before Him and pray, do we really pray for what God has in store for us? Do we pray about His plans for us, or are we praying for what we want or what we already have in store for ourselves?
很多时候，我们向神祷告祈求，我们寻求这个答案的心态是不准确的。
And many times when we pray, the kind of heart that we bring before Him is not the kind of heart that God seeks.
因为虽然表面上我们很属灵，我们很虔诚，祈求神给我们的祝福，可是心里头实际上是有我们自己祷告的动机。
Because many times, although we pray the right way, we say the right things, but our heart, in our heart, what we want is what we want for ourselves, what we decide to have for ourselves.
神是确确实实要祝福我们的，因为他是我们天上的父。
And God is a good God, and He wants to bless us with the best because He is not a bad God.
可是他所寻求的，他愿的是他的旨意，是按他的道路来成全。
But what He wants for you is the best, and He only does it through His way and through His own timing.
不是我们的意愿，不是我们的道路，我们的想法。
It's not what our desires are and what our wants are.
所以这就约瑟引用第二点，就是说，那么如果我们对神有这个信心，这个信心一定是给我们一个得胜的确这个机会。
So through what I've just said on the above, so this would mean that this I would have exciting victories through faith.
那么要讲这个，我要跟你讲另外圣经的两个章节，跟你讲一个故事，是在民数记的十一章
23章和24章。To further explain what I just said, let me share a few stories that can be found in the book of Numbers, chapter 23.
这段经文大家可能很熟悉，都讲到这样一个先知叫巴兰，还有摩亚王巴勒的故事。
I believe some of you are familiar with the story. It talks about a prophet whose name is Balaam and Balak, and also talks about the prince of Moab.
那么巴兰呢，他是一个要利用他这个职权去挣钱的这样一个先知。
And Balaam is a prophet that sometimes people commonly call him a prophet of sale.
因为他呢，受这个巴勒是摩亚王，摩亚民族跟以色列民族是敌对的两个民族，所以摩亚王呢要请巴兰，因为他是一个先知，讲话是有力量的，让他来咒诅以色列人。
And we all know that the Moab tribe and the Israelites were not very friendly with each other. Therefore, the prince of Moab, they were enemies. So the prince of Moab decided to send Balaam out there to curse the people because Balaam is a prophet and he had spiritual power.
可是我们刚才讲到说，以色列人是神的选民，他是一定神的祝福的。
But we also know that the Israelites were God's chosen people and they were definitely, most definitely blessed.
因为刚才我们讲到第一点，就是作为信主的人，他是得到神得到这祝福是有确据的。
Because we also know that once you believe in God, you believe in Christ by faith, you will definitely get all the promises that He has in store for you.
这就是为什么当巴兰被巴勒王邀请来咒诅以色列人的时候，他所做的是什么事情？
So when Balaam was sent out by Balak to curse the Israelites, what exactly did he do?
让我们来看看这个民数记的23章第8节到第10节。
Let's take a look at the book of Numbers, chapter 23, chapter 8 to chapter 10.
他说：“巴勒引我出亚兰，摩亚王引我出东山，说：来呀，为我咒诅这雅各，来呀，怒骂以色列。神没有咒诅的，我怎能咒诅？耶和华没有怒骂的，我怎能怒骂？我从高峰看他，从小山望他。”这是独居的民，不列在万民之中。谁能够数点雅各的尘土？谁能够计算以色列的四分之一？我愿如一人之死而死，愿如一人之终而终。
Okay, it says like that. Balak brought me from Aram, the king of Moab, from the eastern mountains. Come, he said, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed?How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced? From the rocky peaks I see them. From the heights I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. Who can count the deaths of Jacob, or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and may my end be like theirs.
所以你看到巴勒说，巴兰啊，你向我所做的是什么事情啊？我领你来这里是要咒诅我的仇敌，不料你却来这里祝福他们。
And Balak, the prince of Moab, said to Balaam, What have you done for me? I brought you to curse my enemies, but instead you have done nothing but bless them.
可是呢，我们知道他并没有终止罢休，他又请巴兰回来第二次再去咒诅以色列人。
But yet Balak did not despair, and he actually brought Balaam back the second time to bring forth another curse.On the Israelites.
所以我们刚才说第一次咒诅的时候，巴兰说得很清楚，这是神的选民，这是以色列人，跟其他万民不一样。神所不咒诅的，我哪敢咒诅
？So, but yet he still says the same thing again. That how can he bless the, how can he curse the people whom the God himself has blessed, and how can he, curse the people whom the God has not cursed?
所以呢，他第二点就是巴勒又说，巴兰你再来，我要让你来咒诅。所以我们再来看。这里头的第十八节到24节
，and so Balak brought Balaam back for the second time to curse them, and let's take a look at that from chapter
23,
verse
23
verse 18 onwards.
那这里他说，巴勒，你起来听，希伯的儿子，你听我的言，神非人必不能说谎，也非人子必不知后悔，他说话岂不照着行吗？他发言岂不要成就吗？我奉命祝福，神也曾祝福，此事我不能够翻转。他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列人有奸恶。耶和华他的神和他同在，有欢呼完的声音在他们的中间。神领他们出埃及，他们似乎有野牛之力，断没有法术可以害雅各，也没有占卜可以害以色列人。现在必有人的论及雅各，就是论及以色列人说，他们行了何等的大事。
And it says, Arise, Balak, and listen. Hear me, son of Zippor. God is not a man, that he should lie, nor a son of man, that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot change it.No misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord, their God, is with them. The shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. There is no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It is now be said of Jacob and of Israel, See what God has done. The people rise like a lioness.They rouse themselves like a lion that does not rest till he devours his prey and drinks the blood of his victims.
所以第二个咒诅，我们很明显看到巴兰说，这是以色列人，是神的选民，没有人能够战胜他们。
So from here we see very, very clearly that the Israelites are definitely the chosen people of God, and nobody, no one in this world can ever curse them.
所以他这就结合过来讲我们就是。上两个星期所讲的以斯帖的故事。
And this brings us back to the past two weeks when we talk about the story of in the book of Esther.
对于那一些上两个星期没有来的人，我再跟你重述讲一下这个故事的梗概。
So to those people who weren't here the last two weeks, for your benefit, I'm going to quickly run through the story again.
这个亚哈水鲁王因为这个王后法斯提不顺服，他就废了他，另立以斯帖。
Because of disloyalty, Vashti was removed as a queen, and the Jewish Esther was made the Persian queen instead.
因为他以斯帖是一个以色列人，但是当时他听莫迪改是他的一个叔叔，告诉他不要先把身份告诉这个国王。
Although Esther was Jewish, but her uncle Mordecai, who saved the king's life, later overthrew.Just told her not to reveal her ancestry.
但是亚哈水鲁王就被他的宠臣哈曼所利用，要设立一个计划毁灭以色列人。
And later on, Haman's plan to destroy all the Jews was
the plan to use Haman to analyze the whole people of Israel.
And Haman's plan was to destroy the people of Israelites.
但是我们知道，对于这个以斯帖来讲，他当时那个时代好像是没有任何希望，因为国王一下子的命令，百姓是无力扭转的。
At that time, it seemed hopeless because once the king had set down a law, it was a command that no one else could ever run away from.
就像我们当今的生命当中，有些时候我们生活所面临的困境，好像我们自己也是没有办法去改变的。
Many times, it's just like the circumstances that our lives is in right now. We feel as though we cannot run away from it.
但是就像以色列当时那样孤立无助，好像没有神，没有这个盼望的时候。
But just like Esther, at the time where everything seemed hopeless and there's just simply no way out.
大家祈求祷告禁食，哎，神利用摩底甲，就是他的叔叔，还有以色列。使得以色列人脱离了全部被灭绝的这种计划。
And what they did, the people, they prayed and they fasted, and they did it with such a sincere heart that God eventually answered their prayers. And with the help of Mordecai, the people were spared from death.
就是说，我们时不时的，也许作为基督徒，我们仍然会有面临魔鬼撒旦攻击的时候。
So it goes to show that even though we are Christians, but many times we are still afflicted by Satan. We are attacked by him all the time.
但是我们信心是建立在谁的身上？
But where is our faith built on?
是一个已经得胜的圣名耶稣基督的身上。
It is built on Jesus, the man who died 3 days after, or who rose up again 3 days after he died.
所以说我们作为一个信徒是没有什么可怕的，但魔鬼撒旦对我们攻击的时候，我们应该坦然无惧。
So it shows that, you know, as Christians, we shouldn't be afraid that Satan is attacking, but rather we should be happy he is attacking.
所以我们再来看二十三章二十五节，所以巴兰就对巴勒说：“你一点都不咒诅他们，反而还要为这以色列人祝福。”
So it goes to show again what Balak said to Balaam: "What have you done for me? I ask." You have brought me nothing but bless him.
所以巴勒呢仍然不甘心，他又把巴兰请过来，他说：“你来这咒诅这以色列人，我给你很多的钱。”
So for the second time, Balak was not despaired, but he brought Balaam back the second time and said to him, "Curse them for me, and I'll give you many riches."
The third time.、Uh-huh.
For the third time.
所以我们再来看看巴兰对以色列人的咒诅第三次是什么样的话语。
So let's take a look at what.Balaam says the third time.
是在第二十四章的第一节到第九第十第三节到第九节，他说，比亚的儿子巴兰说，眼目要闭住的人说，得听神的话语，得见全能者的意象；眼目睁开而卧倒的人说，雅各啊，你的帐篷是何等的华美；以色列啊，你的帐篷是何等的华丽，如连接的山谷，如河旁的园子，如耶和华所种的沉香树，如水边的香柏树。水要从他的桶里头流出，种子要撒在多水的地方。他的王必超过雅甲，他的国必要振兴。神领他出埃及，他似乎有野力之力，野牛之力。他要吞噬敌国，折断他们的骨头，用箭射透他们。他蹲起来如公狮，卧如母狮，谁敢惹他？凡给你祝福的，愿他蒙福；凡咒诅你的，愿他受诅。
And it says like that, the oracle of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of one whose eyes see clearly, the oracle of one who sees the word of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate and whose eyes are opened. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. Like valleys, they spread out, like garden beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars by the waters, and the water will flow from their buckets.The seed will have abundant water. Their king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. They devour hostile nations and break their bones in pieces. With their arrows, they pierce them. Like a lion, they crouch and lie down, and like a lioness who dares to rouse them. May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed.
我们刚才看到，从这些经文我们看到巴兰明明白白知道神以色列的神对以色列人他的旨意是什么样子的。
And through the passage, we can see that Balaam understood what God sees in his people in Israelite and what he has in store for them and what he has in plan for them.
他虽然是一个去挣钱的这样一个先知，但是他仍然不敢去做一些神没有让他做的事情，或者是做一些跟神敌对的事情。
Although Balaam is a prophet of sales, as we know him as, but yet we also see that he's very obedient to the Lord and that he does not do whatever the Lord does not say or does not allow him to do.
他虽然很想讨好这个摩亚王，去赢得他所要赐给他的金钱。
Although he really wanted to please the prince of Moab and gain the riches, the prince of Moab, the king of Moab, and gain the riches that he has been promised.
但是他三次受邀来咒诅这个以色列人，却是给以色列人做了四次的祝福。
But we see that every time Balaam comes under Balak's order or command to curse the people of Israel, we see that he blesses them instead of cursing them.
作为神的选民，我们是得福的，得恩福的人。
So as people, as children of God, we know that we are blessed.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is God's promise for us.
当我们经历一些逆境的时候，我们可能对他在完全的信心，就一定能够得到得胜的确据。
And whenever we face trials and tribulations, we know that our faith can surpass all that because from there we bring our endurance virtues.
因为我们只有借着对神这样的信心，我们才能够经历那样的苦难。
And it's because of our strong faith in God that we can pass through all the trials.
所以说今天我们要结束我们关于以斯帖这本书三部分的这样一个正道内容。
And so let us leave the book of Esther today with these questions.
因为我们知道我们是神呼召我们起来作为他自己选民的人。
We know that we are the people that God has chosen.
所以我们每一个作为信徒的人应该先求他的国还有他的义。
So each one of us we should seek his will and seek his way.
我们不是请求我们自己的愿望得到实现，或者自己所祈求的那些祝福得到实现。
We don't want him to grant us what we want rather but what he wants.
我们应该随时随刻高举耶稣基督神的名字，不要去忘却神给我们的福分。
We must always exalt himAnd praise him, and not forget that, you know, his favors for us.
哪怕我们的生命当中面临一些黑暗、苦难、困境的时候，我们对神仍然有信心。
No matter how dark or gloomy the road ahead of us seems, we must always keep our faith in Jesus Christ.
反过来，我们在神的信心上面总有一个得胜的确据。
Because we know that it's in Christ that we can always find affirmation.
所以我们只要作为一个耶稣基督的肢体，我们彼此互相的祷告，彼此的建造，我们在神的话语上面寻求神的旨意。
So all of us, we should pray together and we should be in His Word together and learn from it together so that we can build each other up.
因为魔鬼来讲，他最惧怕的就是信徒的祷告。
Because the one concern of the devil has is to keep Christians from praying.
魔鬼他不怕你任何的所做的善事啊，或者说是你去教会，只是去那边参加一个活动。
He's not afraid that you know you attend Bible school or you go to work or that you actually have a religion.
他甚至会取笑你那边劳苦苦干，在那边去寻找属世的智慧。
Well, he actually laughs at your effort and, you know, he mocks at you and mocks at your wisdom and mocks at the fact that you actually take the effort to go to these places.
但是当你祷告向你祈求 向神祈求把一切都交托给他的时候，魔鬼就颤抖不及。
But what he's afraid of and what he trembles at is when you kneel down before the Lord and pray to him.
所以在我们接下来做呼召结束的时候，我们请求我向你提出这样一个挑战。
And later in closing, as we rise and sing the song, let me challenge you something.
要看到神给我们每一个作为他自己的选民，是要我们在他身上建立这样一个
And to show that what God has in store for us and to show that our faith in Him is strong.
因为神他的心意是要让我们每一个人作为神的选民看到他给我们应许的祝福。
Because it is God's desire for each and every one of us to know that He has indeed a promise for us.
这样的一个信心，借着信心，我们一定能够得胜魔鬼。
And with such a faith in Him and with such trust in Him, we know that we can defeat the devil.
你愿意有这样一个信心吗？
Are you willing to have this kind of faith?
如果你没有这样的信心，当魔鬼撒旦攻击你，你面对苦难困境的时候，你就不知道如何抵挡。
Because if you are left without this faith, and when the Satan attacks, you are left with fear, and you don't know what to do.
所以当我们今夜站立起来唱这个呼召歌的时候，请求我请你能够仔细的考虑信心的重要性。
And later as we rise to sing the hymn, I beseech you that you think about my words and think about what faith means to you.
对那些还不认识耶稣基督的人，我真的是希望你能够今天借着这个信息看到这种信心的重要。
And to those people who have not accepted Christ yet, I hope you take this chance also to ponder through about how important this sermon is today.
我让你知道有这样一个神是爱你的，是选择你了，他要你来接受他给你这样的祝福。
Because I want you to know that there is such good God and that He's concerned about you, He cares about you, He loves you, and He wants nothing but the best for you.
他今天向你挑战，要你做出这样一个决定，来接受他的独子耶稣基督。
And He's challenging you today to accept Him as your Savior. Will you do it?